This summer, cars lined up in Vienna, West Virginia. People were picking up jugs and cases of bottled water. Their tap water had been deemed unsafe, laced with a chemical known as C8.
Yeah, what do they want? Bottles? Where at? Back? Front?
There wasn't some sudden chemical spill. The chemical company DuPont polluted the water here for decades. But the federal government says C8 levels it once allowed in the water are now considered unsafe.
Up until the EPA lowered the standard, it really wasn't an issue for us. Once they lowered the standard, then it became a problem.
That's Vienna Mayor Randy Rapp. He's talking about a new health advisory issued by the Environmental Protection Agency this year. It said C8 levels in his and other communities' drinking water are too high. This problem isn't new to the people we spoke with in line. They've heard about C8 contamination by DuPont for years. But for generations, the chemical company has been the biggest employer around Vienna. Many people, like resident Charles Swisher, are quick to defend them.
It's not fair to isolate DuPont, you know, as there was a lot of people not making C8. There's a lot of people doing things back a few years ago that you know, were unethical, unhealthy. The thing that we need to do now is to be more solution-oriented.
DuPont isn't in charge of those solutions. It created a spin-off company, Chemours, which inherited this environmental legacy. In response to the EPA's C8 advisory, Chemours is paying for installation, maintenance, and monitoring of giant carbon filters. Think your Brita water filter at home, but on a huge scale. Vienna Mayor Randy Rapp says he has, quote, no idea how much cleanup is costing. Chemours also wouldn't say. But according to the company's public documents, cleanup has already cost millions. And still, the water aquifer is expected to be contaminated with C8 for hundreds of years. Not everyone is defending the company. Larry Dale grew up around this part of the Ohio River, which is commonly referred to as Chemical Valley. His father and uncles all worked in chemical plants.
When I got to be old enough to go out on my own, my dad told me, and I'll never forget this, find something else to do, but don't work in a chemical plant.
Dale listened. He's a school bus driver and a retired preacher, but he and his family still live in the shadow of the chemical industry.
You're on the north side of my property.
Okay. Dale stands on top of a hill next to his greenhouse and points to the next ridge over at DuPont's landfill.
We're actually looking at a northeasterly direction. The landfill itself is that way.
This is where the company dumped over 7,000 tons of C8 sludge. It polluted streams and killed nearby livestock in the late 1990s. The contamination eventually led to a broad medical study of affected residents. Over 30,000 community members here were involved. The study linked C8 to a bunch of health problems, from cancer to reduced immune function. A series of additional studies followed and further proved that chemical compounds like C8, which used to be blown out of smokestacks and scattered across the Ohio Valley, are dangerous, even in small doses.
They stay in the body for a very, very long time.
Dr. Philippe Grandjean of Harvard School of Public Health is an expert on the health effects of perfluorinated chemicals like C8. His latest study looks at the long-term health effects of these chemicals on the immune system of exposed children.
If they harm the immune system today, they probably also will, you know, several years down the road. And that's exactly what we found.
Specifically, Grandjean found vaccines don't work as well in children exposed to C8 at levels similar to those found throughout the U.S. EPA officials say the C8 advisory levels were calculated to protect fetuses during pregnancy and breastfed infants, and was based on the best available peer-reviewed studies. But Grandjean says the EPA's advisory doesn't go far enough. He worries it could even create a false sense of security.
New water limits, they will essentially maintain status quo, if worse comes to worse, actually increase levels that are typical for Americans. I mean, if you drink a lot of that water that is permissible, many Americans are actually likely to substantially increase their body burden of these compounds.
Last year, a coalition of scientists from around the world called for limits on C8 production altogether. Health officials in New Jersey are now suggesting that C8 levels should be 5 times lower than what EPA advises. In Vienna, West Virginia, Mayor Randy Rapp just wants to get the city's water to the EPA's acceptable level.
I just try to live by whatever the rules are, and when they tell us what our water quality has to be, that is the target that we shoot for, and that's the target that we will attain.
Meanwhile, Chemours today is using a chemical replacement for C8. Unfortunately, studies indicate the substitute could have some of the same ecological and health effects. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Vienna, West Virginia.